753.
Request of Chris Sobrotto to address council regarding village gardens.
Welcome. All you need to do is state your name for the record. We don't need your address, and you have 3 minutes. After 30 seconds to go, there'll be a beep to warn you you're nearly up, and at the end, it'll be a lot of beeps. So please wrap up at that point.
Great.
Welcome.
Thank you. Chris Sobrotto. Good morning. I'm the program director at Village Gardens at Janus Youth, and as a person who has seen the power of working collaboratively to create change in our communities, I'm simply here to thank the city for your support over the years. I want to tell you a quick story about food. Many people talk about food as a problem. We don't have enough of it. We don't have the right kind. We can't afford it, or it's hard to find time to cook it, but there is also a different story. There's a story of food as a solution that has created safe neighborhoods, economic independence, and healthy connected communities. So Village Gardens is based in North Portland affordable housing neighborhoods, and they are layers and layers to what we do. We grow food, cook food, sell food, and share food as a means to build community resilience. And to date, the work of Village Gardens includes free community gardens, community orchard, chicken program, Foodworks Farm, which employs about 30 youths a year on our through urban agriculture, a market gardener program, which supports small business development for refugee and immigrant farmers, and a seasonal farmers market that brings fresh local produce to a low-income neighborhood. And thanks to the ongoing support of the city, Village Gardens also hosts Village Market. It's the only nonprofit grocery store in the city that actually authentically puts healthy food on a level playing field. Village Market came out of a two-year community process in New Columbia, which is Oregon's largest affordable housing neighborhood. Community leaders identified that the neighborhood needed a grocery store that was easy to get to, that was affordable, that carried culturally relevant and healthy options, that provided a place of employment for neighbors, and did not sell alcohol, tobacco, and lottery tickets. And it's been around for almost 6 years now. And what has been a game changer for the neighborhood is the introduction of the Good Food Program through the support of the Portland Children's Levy. The Good Food Program gives SNAP-eligible customers a 30% discount on fruits, veggies, bulk, whole grains, dairy, eggs, and other healthy pantry items. And so last year, we were able to provide over $12,000 in good food discounts. And we were able to provide 18,000 apples, oranges, and bananas free for kids on their way to and from school. So and in the last year, the purchase of produce overall has increased by about 20%. We currently have 11 neighbors who are hired as staff in the market. We stock whole tilapia, goat meat, teff flour, and seasonally, produce is stocked with certified organic vegetables from our youth farm and market gardener families. So we serve about 400 customers a day, with over 30% of our sales through SNAP. So we also have a pilot project that over the next year is working with partner organizations across North Portland and St. John's to distribute $30 in veggie vouchers to about 200 participants. And we've seen an 80% redemption rate just in our first month with over $1,300 in veggie vouchers spent on fresh fruits and vegetables throughout the neighborhood. So, you know, we know the food system that exists simply doesn't work for low-income communities and communities of color, so it's all about creating models that provide options and autonomy, and the city's ongoing support of Village Market is a truly integral part of the solution. So I just really want to thank you, thank the City Council for making this community vision a possibility.
Chris, since Dennis isn't here, can I just ask two questions? The first is, tell us about the farmers market, hours of operation, where it's located, and how people can get more information.
Yeah, our farmers market is every Thursday from 4 to 7 through August 31st. And what's really exciting about it, all the vendors are from the neighborhood. So they're first-time folks trying to figure out what it means to start a business and do retail and kind of work around all those barriers that might be in place for folks at bigger, more established markets. So, it's on Trenton and Newman.
And Chris, let me just say, you are a fantastic city partner, and we're so proud of this partnership. The county and the city jointly invest in Village Market along with Home Forward. You said something in your speech, in your remarks, that I think should be called out. You said that the Village Market doesn't sell alcohol, tobacco, or lottery tickets. And there are some who would say that without those three, it's very difficult for a small neighborhood grocery store to be successful. And the fact that you have persevered and have bucked that trend, and also the fact you continue to highlight healthy food, particularly healthy food the closer you get to the register, which again goes against the grain of most grocery stores, right, is to be applauded. So on behalf of the city, just know how proud we are of this partnership.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Commissioner Fish, for getting the dedicated ongoing money to supplement that. It's something that I'm very proud of supporting with you. Next item, please.